This is Ron Moss Ministries, and I kind of wanted to try to talk about a subject here. We're all wrestling with the whole coronavirus and everything that's happening with that, and jobs are closing or jobs are being suspended, and people are kind of up at arms. We all are up at arms wondering if we're still going to be able to get paid and pay our mortgage, pay our car notes, pay all our light bill, all the essentials that have to be paid monthly. You know, we kind of live in a society where we live weekly or biweekly or monthly, and we depend on that money coming in to take care of those bills. And unfortunately, some of us are in positions where we live paycheck to paycheck. And I thought about that and thought about how, you know, we're kind of, you know, there's a question mark over our head every day wondering, is today going to be the day? Are they going to make an announcement that somebody in my facility or my job or the plant or manufacturing plant or plant that I work in, automotive plant that I work in, they made an announcement that somebody has the virus and now they're going to have to shut the system down. They got to shut the plant down until further notice. And all I can tell you is to do the very best you can to live by faith. Because if that happens, that's fate, F-A-T-E. But we are pushed by God to live by faith. And I thought about this because I had an interesting phone call the other day where someone had asked me, should they not have church on Sundays or church on Wednesdays after listening to the CDC, the Center of Disease Control, and DHEC, and the governor and other agencies who are talking about, because they don't really know the origin or know the real necessities that go along with this virus. That one thing they know, it seems to happen when you're around groups of people. And so the educated suggestion was that we need not be around groups of people if we don't have to. And one of the places that we group together is in fellowship at churches, at fellowship at Bible study, fellowship at Sunday service, fellowship at choir rehearsal, fellowship at youth ministry, the times that we come together. And someone asked me about that the other day and said, don't you think that that's wrong because we are supposed to live by faith? I took issue with that because, you know, I believe sometimes, you know, we allow ignorance to get in our way on the things that are simple to us. I thought about this argument between faith and ignorance, that the Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And so if one actually has faith, one believes or one hopes that those folk that God have blessed to have the knowledge at the CDC, those folk that God have blessed to have the knowledge who are scientists, those folk that God have blessed to be looking at how to stop this virus or control this virus, that those same folk that God has blessed to have that knowledge, those same folk that I believe some of those folk, if not all, believe in God, some, if not all, are Christians. And so, again, the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So that means that I have to have enough faith in my God to believe that he's allowing these folk to look out on my behalf. I hope you're hearing me today. The ignorance that come along with that is being able to put God on stuff that God ain't on. God is not out to hurt us. God is not out to do us harm. So if God is allowing folk who are telling you what's best for you, then why would he also turn around and say, yeah, y'all need to come on. If you got faith, come on in fellowship. And if you get the disease, well, that was the will of God. No, that's not how it works. And so we have to be a people who are educated enough. And, you know, I always say this, or have what I call good old fashioned common sense. Right? Amen. Just good old fashioned common sense, or what old folk used to say, you just should know better. You just should know better. If we do what we're supposed to do, there's going to come another time when we're going to get to fellowship one with another again. If we do what we're supposed to do, there's going to be another time when we're going to gather together and have choir rehearsal and do all the other things that we do. You know, the God I serve is still able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that's at work in us. And so I'm believing that whatever we're going through right now, you know, God allows and he authorizes. And he's allowed this virus to come on through here because he has the power to stop it. I'm trying to figure out why. I'm trying to understand it better. It used to be an old song that said, you'll understand it better by and by. You know, I want to understand it. Is it because we refuse to acknowledge that he's still God? That we refuse to acknowledge that he still sits up high and looks down low? We still refuse to acknowledge that he still has all power in his hand. We still refuse to acknowledge that he's our everything. And maybe for those reasons, he said, you know, I'm going to allow, not authorize, I'm going to allow this to come on through and see how many folk will, in faith, turn to me. If you remember the story of Jairus' daughter was dying, and Jairus asked Jesus to come to his house. And in the story, eventually the servant comes and says, don't worry the master any further. Your daughter is dead. Jesus said, you heard what they said. Now listen to what I say. Only believe. And so we got to be believers that God is going to fix this when it's time. That he's going to make everything all right. If you go back and look at history, this is not the first virus that's come through America. It's not the first virus that has touched the world. And we're still here by the grace of God. Generations of folk who have survived virus after virus because of the grace of God. And so I'm just hoping and praying that we will allow, when you see or you have an opportunity to be in the public arena, let folk know who's healing you. Yeah, God allows the breathing mechanisms and the doctors, thank God for them, we need them, to be a part of the process. But ultimately, it's him that has the last word. It's him that opens the book and also closes the book. It's him that starts the heart every day and can stop the heart at any minute. It's because of Jesus that you and I are still here, that we're still breathing the air that we breathe, whether it's tainted or not, that we're still able to love one another. We're still able to do right and be right. We're still able to care. Why not allow this time, since he allowed this to happen? Maybe one of the reasons he allowed is so we could come together more. So we can eliminate, because guess what? The virus does not discriminate. It can get anybody. Thank you, Holy Ghost, for showing me that. Maybe here's another way for us to get rid of some of the irks and perks that are stopping us from progressing forward. I don't really care what Donald Trump says. Donald Trump is not God. For some reason, we want to get on the news and talk about him 24 hours a day. I wish CNN, MSNBC, Fox, every other network that exists, before they get into a conversation about Trump or anybody else, why don't y'all spend at least 60 seconds? Can you do that? And just talk about Jesus. Talk about how good he's been to you. How he woke you up to be able to come to that station. How he's allowed you and your family to still have a hedge of protection around you. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. Keep believing, my brothers and sisters. It's going to pass over sooner or later. May God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Oh, yeah. Peace.